Today, the stark choice for Australia Post. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World's Latest Post, covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Just before I start this, a quick reminder that tonight at 8pm Sydney time, my live show will be running and Tony LeCantro from Perth will be the guest. Tony is an investment manager and he'll be talking about the current market dynamics and specifically the question of what is fundamental value. So mark your diaries and join the conversation tonight. You can ask a question live via the YouTube chat. Now, regarding Australia Post, the Senate is running an inquiry via the Environment and Communications References Committee, and that is going to report on the 30th of April, 2021. And today I made my submission to that inquiry. Now, I should add that, as with all submissions, until they're confirmed as received and accepted by the committee, then I can't really share the text that I put together. But what I am going to do is just broadly paint a picture of some of the themes that I explored, and that may help if you want to make your own input. And the caveat there is, if you are going to spend time putting material together to make a submission, then make it a standalone document rather than the email, and make it clear that it is a submission, not just correspondence. So I started out by saying that I welcome the inquiry and the opportunity to make a submission. And I did make the point that it seemed to me that this was more about the inner workings of the political machine. But, you know, we should really be focusing on the community benefits of a strong community-based postal service across Australia. And I went on to say that my view, based on my research, is that there is a clear correlation between local post office activity and presence and higher levels of community engagement and confidence, and therefore better economic outcomes. So there is actually an economic basis for maintaining the local presence of Australia Post. And I went on to make the point that actually the original parliamentary discussion from last year, which of course was centering on those watches, and by the way, those gifts were with board approval, was actually a couple of years ago and was directly connected to the $225 million investment in the business from the negotiations of contracts with many of the commercial banks. So in a way, the deflection around poor conduct and community expectations was really designed to shift the focus away from the true agenda, which is of the rundown and privatisation of Australia Post, and therefore the prosecution of a pro-bank agenda. So my summary position is this. Australia Post is a viable business. It's a community asset and an entity that definitely should remain in public hands. And in fact, Christine Holgate should be reinstated as CEO because she never resigned. And I think the board stacking of pro-government individuals should stop. Now, to develop my arguments a bit further, I started by referring to some of my research. As you know, I run household surveys and SME surveys continually, and that gives us a very good perspective relating to consumer behaviour and also need for financial services. Now, one of the really interesting things that we look at is the analysis of channel and brand preference. And in fact, my research shows that Australia Post and its brand stands well above commercial banks, both in terms of community awareness and indeed brand trust. And that is despite the recent COVID-related restricted service patterns which are currently in force. And the communities value really highly the local services which are offered through the local post office outlets. They are seen as an essential element within the service structure, and especially the case in areas where commercial banks have pulled their branch services out. And in some cases, the local post offices are actually the only source of service in that local community. Now, if that goes, communities wither. But where they exist, community and business confidence is far higher. And there are some really essential services there for local communities which help to preserve the heart and soul of the locality. And arguably, this is especially the case in remote and regional locations. Now, then I went on to refer to the recent APRA statistics relating to points of presence, because commercial banks are urgently closing branches, some, for example, like ANZ, at a faster pace than others, and removing ATMs. And while you can partially explain this by the digital migration that's on hand, I think it's also to do with cost-saving measures. Because the truth is that the last person standing mentality exists in the banks. The last remaining commercial bank will have the greatest difficulty in closing and the highest risk of adverse publicity. So the rush to the exits will continue in the current profit-stressed environment. So it's really important for people to understand what's going on. And then I wanted to talk about building a national bank. The reality is that the local post office have a critical and long-standing role to play in the preservation of the local community identity and the delivery of critical services. But I think they can go further, because they can use the opportunity to create a national bank, which could ensure all Australians have access to appropriate financial services. Indeed, the extension of Australia Post into financial services actually makes perfect business and community sense. And given the narrow focus of existing commercial banks and their recent behaviour, as for example shown from the findings of the Royal Commission, we think there is a significant opportunity. And so I ended up by saying there was a really stark choice ahead. The government, it seems to me, have initiated a number of recent advisory reports from entities such as BCG to provide a justification and an excuse for skinning down and privatising elements of Australia Post on the basis that this is an old world letter-based capability which is not profitable and fading into blank. But this is ideology. The truth, in my view at least, is that Australia Post today already provides essential community services and has the potential, under the right leadership and mandate, to do so much more to safeguard the future of ordinary Australians, and it should be given the chance to succeed. So the choice is between folding it down and selling it off, or giving it a chance to thrive and prosper and become a really significant element within the vibrant local communities that we need across Australia. That, of course, is partly a political decision, but it is also a question of economics and leadership. And all of those things need to come together. So I hope that the inquiry will look beyond the question of the watches and beyond the question of who said what to when how, and think more strategically about the potential opportunity that Australia Post provides in laying a foundation for future growth in Australia. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching. And I'll see you again next time.